I have always been fascinated by entrepreneurs. The articles I've written over the years almost exclusively focus on people who work for themselves. From a cohort of young bankers who went out on their own during the financial crisis, starting yoga studios, robotic toy companies, and solar finance firms, to the tribe of freelancers who plug their laptops into a Brooklyn cafe every morning. My books all focus on entrepreneurs. Save the Deli, which chronicles the rise and fall of the Jewish delicatessen, isn't as much about pastrami sandwiches as it is about the men and women who built the businesses that served them. The Tastemakers, which is about food trends, is told through the eyes of the dreamers who passionately believed that their cupcake shop, food truck, or new breed of apple was going to change the way people ate. The Revenge of Analog is riddled with analog entrepreneurs, from the plucky bookstore owners who faced down Amazon to a pair of half-crazy Italians revitalizing a mothballed film factory. I rarely wrote about big corporations and organizations, and when I did, I regretted it. They were cold and impersonal, and the people who worked there were always worried about saying the wrong thing. I was drawn back to entrepreneurs again and again. Their stew of personal passion and hustle, a work life inseparable from their self, and a sense of purpose to everything they did.